All right, let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is August 10th, and we're doing this in 15 minutes so that you know what's moving the markets. And as you can see today, it's all me. Markets, something come up, cannot join me today, but hey, we can take a look at the markets anyhow to see what is happening. So right now we are looking at the Dow Jones from yesterday, and the Dow yesterday was down 0.3%. So really, not a whole lot. If you look at the S&P 500, the S&P 500 was down 0.1%. I mean, 4 points, and it's trading at 4,400. So that's basically nothing. And the Nasdaq up 0.16%. If you look at the 5-minute chart of what happened yesterday, we will just see that yesterday, not a whole lot going on. The Dow opened slightly higher, moved lower in the first 5 minutes of trading, and then pretty much was diddling around for the remainder of the day, very similar to the S&P 500 and also the Nasdaq. So nothing a whole lot going on. So why? What's happening here? Why are the markets not moving? Well, the markets are trying to decide what to focus on. I mean, first of all, we have a recent spike in COVID cases here in the US and also worldwide as the highly contagious Delta variant spreads across the country. And we also have earnings season winding down. We'll talk about a few key earnings here. There are a few stocks that moved after reporting earnings, and we'll focus on this. But there's also this week the $1 trillion infrastructure bill that the Senate could pass as early as today at 11 Eastern time. However, even if the Senate passes it today, it has to move to the House for consideration in September. So, I mean, and this is pretty much factored in to the markets here. Now, the third thing that is happening that this week we have the important, oops, there we go. Hey, here we go. The important inflation numbers with CPI and PPI, but they are not happening until tomorrow. So these were not a whole lot impulses going on. And as you can see yesterday, we had a few orange flag reports. We had a couple of FOMC members speaking, but not really saying anything new here. We also had Jolts job openings that came in also better than expected. But hey, we already know from last week that jobs were much better than expected when we had this killer massive jobs report that came in way better than expected. So let's talk about this. So we have the Delta variant, and now also we have the Lambda variant. So this is what markets are a little bit concerned about. We have the infrastructure bill that's pretty much priced in. We have the CPI and KPI, no, CPI and PPI. There we go this morning. Time for another sip of coffee here. Need Mark to keep me straight here. Anyhow, and then we have earnings season winding down. But let's take a look at a few stocks that actually moving here this morning, and one of them is Casper Sleep. Now, I must be honest, I never heard of Casper Sleep before. It's a lower price stock trading at around $7, and they reported earnings, and it came in above Wall Street forecast, though it still reported a quarterly loss. They said it saw strong growth in both retail and direct consumer sales channels, but they also said that they're dealing with higher costs and supply chain issues. And we know that these supply chain issues have been going on for a while. I hope that they will be resolved soon. But here, this is where we see that this is a stock that tumbles 7.5% pre-market today. Now, a stock that everybody knows about, Caspar. I don't know if you knew about it, I didn't, but AMC, everybody knows about the theater chain, and they reported earnings yesterday. Now, they reported a quarterly loss. Let me just zoom in here so that you see the earnings that were reported. So they reported a quarterly loss of 71 cents per share, but that is much smaller than Wall Street has anticipated. And the revenue came in above analysts' forecast. So AMC definitely benefiting from the lifting of COVID restrictions, the return of moviegoers to theaters, and then, of course, the Reddit crowd that has helped this year. So this is why this morning we are up 9.85%. So that's good. They also said, by the way, that they will allow Bitcoin as a form of payment. Hey, before we move on to other earnings, let's take a look at Bitcoin. And I mean, Bitcoin, it's just up, up and away. I want to switch to a weekly chart here so that you see what's happening. After this massive run up that we had earlier this year to above 64,000, Bitcoin was crashing down hard, trading at around 32,000. Well, trading as low as 30,000. And this is where some said, well, Bitcoin is dead, but hey, it's rising from the dead right now, trading at 46,000, slightly down today. But as you can see, over the past 4 weeks, I mean, four consecutive weeks of gains. So that's pretty good. And it broke out of this range between 32,000 and 40,000 that many traders were looking for. Okay, but back to earnings. So let's go back to a daily chart here and let's take a look at 3D Systems, also a better known stock. So DDD, they earned 12 cents per share for its latest quarter. Let's bring it up here, which is more than double which was expected. So as you can see, analysts have expected a 5 cent earnings per share, but hey, this really worked. And so in case you didn't know what DDD is, it's a 3D printing technology company, and they also said that revenue beat estimates as well. They said that it has successfully come through the most challenging 12 months it has ever experienced due to the pandemic here. And the shares are up this morning 12.87%, so almost 13%. Wow, what a move. So let's actually talk about a few other things. Moderna, we got to talk about Moderna and the COVID vaccine. See, right now the FDA here in the United States is evaluating the option of introducing COVID-19 booster shots. And this is since they're saying, you know what, booster shots might actually help. Moderna is just skyrocketing. So why is this? Well, a booster shot would actually be a third dose of the vaccine. As we all know, the Moderna vaccine was a two-dose vaccine, and now they can add another dose. So what does this mean? Well, let's do some simple math. This is just another one-third added to the revenue here, right? And this is why Moderna is soaring yesterday 17%. Which is the biggest one-day gain since November 2020 when they actually announced that they got, I think it was the day where they got clearance that they are FDA approved. Well, not really approved. As you know, all of the vaccines might be fully approved this month, but the emergency approval that all of the vaccines got. You know what? Since we're already here, let's take a look at Pfizer and see how Pfizer and the others are responding to this. So Pfizer yesterday had a pretty good day, 2%, not as well as Moderna here, but also this morning in pre-market trading up 0.26%. Now yesterday the big news was actually oil. So yesterday oil fell 4%, crude oil, and this was amid fears that another wave of COVID cases could lead to a demand slowdown, right? This where investors fear that maybe factories might be closing down again as we had it last year. But as you can see this morning, it's been pretty much shaking off. So this morning, crude oil futures are already up 1.5% here. So this is what we see with crude oil. But if you take a look at the weekly chart, I mean, we just see what crude oil has been doing. So that crude oil actually, after going negative, has been constantly going up. Now slightly going down, and there are some traders and investors say that crude oil might be an early indicator of what the stock market is doing. Well, I guess we will see. As I always say, trade what you see, not what you think. Let's take a look at a few other stocks that everybody is talking about. So let's see what Robinhood did yesterday. So I'm switching back here to a daily chart. There we go. So Robinhood yesterday up 3.3%, and as you can see, Robinhood on a wild ride seems to be stabilizing right now around $56 after it had its IPO at $38 right here, initially dropping but then soaring to $85. I believe this is as high as it went, And right now being settling here around $56. So we'll see what is going on with Robinhood. So why this massive run up? Well, this is the day when it was reported that it was one of the most mentioned stocks on Reddit forums, especially Wall Street Bets. So this is when it has a massive run up. So why the plunge down? Well, this is when we heard that early investors sold 97 million shares, or are in the process of selling 97 million shares. So some selling pressure applied to this year. What else? What other stocks do we have that we can take a look at? Well, let's just take a look at a few of the popular stocks that we have here. I mean, we already talked about AMC. AMC has been sliding down, but then this morning, due to the earnings, up 10% pre-market. Let's see what other meme stocks that were hot earlier this year are doing. So GME, GameStop, also up 6% yesterday. This morning, up almost 2%, 1.77%, 1.8%. Interesting, interesting. Probably Nokia, slightly pulling back here. BBBY, let's take a look at this. Bed Bath & Beyond, well, just trading in a range here. Let's take a look at some of the stocks that probably everybody has in its portfolio. Apple. So Apple, I mean, was running up until the earnings call, as you can see here, that happened a few days ago. Let's actually see when exactly it happened. I think it was last week, or is it already 2 weeks ago? It was on July 27th, so it's already 2 weeks ago. Ever since, trading in a range. So if you are a technical chartist, you will probably see a triangle. And a triangle means that soon it has to break out. It has to break through either resistance or support. We will see. Knowing Apple's trajectory, it seems that it's more likely for Apple to break through support and maybe make new all-time highs. Talking about new all-time highs, let's actually take a look at Amazon, because Amazon is also pulling back. Gotta look at the weekly chart to get a little bit of perspective here. I mean, Amazon that has been clearly, obviously, a pandemic winner. I mean, here, let's just zoom in here for a moment. This is where we had the pandemic, and Amazon dropped to what, around 1600. But ever then, ever since then, it has been doubling, trading as high as $3,700. Right now, pulling back a little bit. And as you know, Jeff Bezos resigned as the CEO, so somebody else is in charge here. And it seems that this is what has stopped Amazon's just massive uprise here a little bit for now, as it seems. All right, some other stocks that are just up and away. Microsoft, I mean, who can stop Microsoft? I mean, we're looking at a weekly chart here, and if we zoom out, we basically see that Microsoft has been going up in a straight line since 2013 here? I mean, 2013, trading at around $30, right now trading at $288, which is pretty close here to record highs that it is trading, my gosh. Can't stop these guys. Let's see what Google is doing here, and also Google trading very close to new all-time highs here. Anyhow, so this market is really just up and away, even though overall the indices are taking a breather right now because we're waiting for the inflation data after we had the massive jobs data. But as you can see, we are hovering around new all-time highs here. So let's see what tomorrow the CPI and on Thursday the PPI brings. All right, I got to jump over into our Zoom meeting with our mastermind members where we are trading live this week. Hey, if you enjoyed today's stock market update, click on like. If you missed Mark today, also click on like. And we have a few videos popping up right now. Take a look at these. You're really going to enjoy them. Anyhow, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.